Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Ia from Local Splash. I may speak with Melissa.
It is. Can I help you?
Yes, Melissa, I'm so sorry to bother you. We actually just wanted to give you a call, just to confirm some information. Do you have like 2 minutes?
I do, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So yes, so we just wanted to confirm, I know there was one time where 411 locals contacted you, right? Okay. We're just wondering if you signed up with them or are you
No,
affiliated with them currently?
and
Okay.
I'm not changing anything, so don't allow
Right.
anything. I actually have the president of my bank, and they had gone into my account and took $150, and
What?
So they're getting my money back, but I don't want anyone. So many
Yeah.
companies have called me wanting me to sign up with them, do directory with them, blah, blah, blah. One thing I did do was sign up with like a directory, like in the white pages, and they told me it was X amount of dollars. And then the next thing you know, and that's where this company came in. They took $150 out of my account because they have my debit card number.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay,
So
when did it happen,
luckily,
Melissa? Was it like recently?
yeah. This was just it was within the last month they took it. So I called. I very seldom pay attention to my banking. I don't have time, and I don't worry
Right.
about it because I'm the only one that uses it, right? I know what my bills
Yeah.
are. I know what I pay, and I believe you're set up on automatic payment, aren't you?
Yes, and that's for 129.
Yep. So I went through, I called the bank, the automated number. I called to see what my balance was. And I thought, making sure my work deposits went through. So then it was
Yeah.
like, and you, it, then it was like you have a deduction of $149.99 on, and then it was you have a deduction of $8.62 at, say, McDonald's or something like that. And I thought, wait a minute. I haven't spent $149 anywhere. I know what my splash
Yeah.
bill is. I know what my insurance bill is, and my phone bill, and that's all I've got for payment. So I'm like, and my credit card, and I thought, what's going on? So I called the
Yeah, it
bank,
was
and
definitely
I
an
asked them to
odd
go through my
charge.
banking, and it was them. And I'm like,
Wow.
they said, do you want to dispute this? And I said, absolutely, I don't want them. And I wrote them an email and told them I don't want to do business, that I've been with your company Splash for 4 years and very, very happy,
Yeah.
with the outcome of it. I've had great clientele through you. So it's like, you've built my business. So they were like, well, and I know Vanessa, I've got her as a client. She's the president of my bank. And I said, Vanessa called me. She's like, Melissa, is everything okay? Because one of the girls talked to her about it to get it approved for, to get my money back. I can't remember the word they used. So I said, well, this
Like
money was
charge back.
taken, and yeah. And I said, I didn't want this. I told them I don't want to use them as a company. I've been with the same company. So she went back through my banking, and it was 2 months that they took it.
Wow, 2 months.
Yeah.
And
So they're going to credit me back $300.
right, oh my goodness. But here,
So
you
I
made
just,
it clear with them that you don't
yeah.
want their services, right? But
Yeah,
they kept
because
on billing
I've been, and I wrote them an email, and I'm like, and I told Vanessa, I said, I can show you me writing them, Vanessa. She said, I believe you. I wouldn't have her house if she didn't trust me. If she thought I
Yeah.
worked, I mean, she's the president of the bank. It's a very small town, and I work out in the public with very good clientele. So it's like, she knows she
Yeah.
can trust me. So she was like, I'll get your money back from you, for you. And I said, well, I would
Oh, that's
appreciate it because I work hard for what I have.
exactly. And of course, that's for me, that's really considered a stealing anyway, and you deserve to have it back. Especially that you already made it
Exactly.
clear that you don't want them. You're already working with
Exactly.
someone. And I mean, I just don't get it because they keep on. I know that we already spoke with this before, but I just wanted to still confirm if if you are active with them, because they are keep on sending in what I call this, wanting to gain access. But of course, we always reject it, right? But what we're wanting to check with you, Melissa, I know there's an ongoing dispute. I hope, of course, you get it back soon. Do you still have, like, contact information of that person that you spoke with 411 locals?
I don't. And as a, they haven't tried to call me for a while, but I did email and told them, I'm sorry, but I said, buzz off. You know, I'm sick of this and have some respect and quit bothering me. I'm busy. It's like, I just don't know. It's like, I don't know. It's bizarre. It's classless to keep bothering someone. And so I've not, but, you know, if they contact you again, I would just tell them. I spoke to Melissa personally. She does not want anything done to her account, and she does not give any of you permission to access anything.
Most definitely. Whenever we receive it, actually we just received one, was this today, actually at 3 a.m. So we were wanting ownership of your Google business profile, which, of course, we just clicked right away, declined, because this is the same person, actually.
I don't mean this bad, but it's like, I bet that's what this was over, because the bank called me on Monday. I was off, and I didn't work, and I thought, I'm not getting dressed. I'm going to enjoy my day. It's been a tough summer. So I took the day off, and the bank called me, and I didn't get it. And I thought, oh, something's wrong. You know, it must be something wrong. So they left a message asking me, it was a fraud department, to please call them back. So I immediately called them back, and I'm like, what is going on? I get the branch out of Main Savings, the entire branch. So they said, well, Melissa, did you try to make a, and that's the exact charge, of 149 on, no, I did not. Did you try to make a charge of, say, 129 on November 2? No, I did not. Did you try to charge on November 1 of $200? No, I did not. So it's all these companies trying to get into my account and take an automatic payment. And I, or to take a payment, and I don't want them taking my money. I don't, you know, as I told them, why do I want to turn around and pay them when I'm already paying you?
Exactly. Actually, I love your bank. I mean, they always do that, but they're very proactive right away, especially if it's like a weird charge that just happens not like regularly, so they would be able to track it and inform you right away, right? Again, as you mentioned, you're always busy. You don't check your statement, so it's really nice to get that call just to confirm if it's a valid charge or not.
Right. When I first started this, before I went with you, I was with, and I can't remember the name of them, but I went with this company, and they said it was X amount of dollars a month, and that was it. So I'm getting all these leads. And, you know, so then 3 months, 4 months go by, and I moved $500 over into my debit card. If I've got money in my account, I'm going to spend it. So it's like, I only keep so much for, like, food and gas and my bills. And so I moved $500 over. It was on a Friday, and at best, maybe $75 should have come out for bills. I call on Monday, and I said, could you please tell me my balance? And they said, $13. And I said, yeah. I said, wait a minute. Where is my money? I just put $500 in, and I should have really no bills out, if any. At best, there should be $70 taken out to cover all of my bills. My bills are wicked low. And I said, so where's my money? On mom's grave, they went back 4 months into my account. They were taking anywhere minimum $3,000 to $4,000 a month out of my account, and I didn't even know it because I was too busy working. I mean, I had companies, credit card companies, calling, offering me a $200,000 credit line. That's how much money I was making. Wow. I didn't take it because I had cash. It's like I just kept saving and saving and saving. And to be honest with you, I don't have a lot in savings because I don't care. I want to work for my Social Security. I don't care about today. I care about building up for Social Security. I have nothing invested. Most of my money I've given, honestly, to charity to help people and or my family. So it's like I don't, you know, I keep enough that I've got a small account saved, but the rest of it I've given to charity or to my church to help people. So it's like, you know, but every month they were taking $3,000 to $4,000 a month out of my account.
Oh my gosh.
Didn't know it. And so I asked the bank, I said, I was crying and I'm like, could you tell me how long they've been doing this? They went back 4 months. And I said, no. Yeah. Four times, do the math. Minimum $3,500 per month for 4 months.
Wow.
That's what they took from me.
Let's say they got like $12,000 within a span of 4 months.
Yeah.
That is just crazy.
Yeah. And I'm like, you know, what the heck? So my bank, again, Vanessa, I've got for a client, she felt really bad. She's like, Melissa, let me help you. Well, she got a hold of the company to dispute it. They, she couldn't get my money back. So long story short, she said to me, Melissa, I don't mean this cold. You need to pay attention to your banking. And I said, but I know what I'm taking out. I've got a debit card. Only I have the debit card. I know when I get, I don't, and that's kind of a mistake. I guess I try to be frugal. So it's all my jobs are pretty local. So it's like I'll pop $10 in for gas and that's it because it lasts me for a week. So I'm pretty frugal with my money. But anyway, so it's, but then I just have to turn around and gas up in 4 days. So it's kind of stupid, but I know what I spend. And I'm very careful of my spending because I try to help my son and help my family and help other people. And so it's like, but she said, you need to be more careful, Melissa, of watching your money. And I'm, you know, of who's in your account. And I'm like, but Vanessa, I'm the only one with my card. But once people get a hold of your debit card, they can go in and hit your account.
Right. Do you have the app, Melissa, like for your bank where you can like check at any time?
No. What I do is like I've got the number to the bank and they have an automated service. So I like if the bank is closed and I want my balance or I can see a payment what has come out, it will retract back to 10 payments. And then if you want to hear more, you'll push like 5 and it will play 10 more payments. That has come out. So that's why it was a red flag. It's like, wait a minute. Splash comes out. That's my only big bill. And then I've got my car insurance and my phone bill. Low. Those didn't even amount to $50. I know what's going out. My light bill, I pay myself. I call and give my debit card. That's all I've got for bills other than my rent. So it's like, I know what's coming out of me. And I've kind of, you know, not with your company because I've been with you guys for 5 years and I really liked the honor of honesty and your company is very honorable of its integrity. Aww. So it's like I've been very pleased and I've had other people call me and it's like, no, I am not interested. Thank you. I did sign up for like a white page advertisement and I believe that is a 411 local, but I never signed on with them. I'm like, no, I do not want this service. I don't want it. They said it was $50 a month and that company turned out to be $200 a month. But I did, it was only for like to list in your directory assistant, like your,
Is it supposed to be like a one time thing, but they kept charging like monthly?
Yeah. It was a one-time bill of $50 to be listed in the white pages, and then they turned around and hit my account for $200 and got it. Now they're fighting to get my money back because I wrote the letter and told them, I do not want your services. I've been with you guys, Splash, for going over 4 years, I believe, and it's like I'm not interested. You know, I'm very happy, and most of my clients that I started with through your company, I still have.
Yeah.
So I just don't, you know, I'm very content with your services and my website. You know, the only thing eventually I should change is the picture. that I have is a really old picture, and I've taken off 40 pounds since then. But it's like, oh, I don't care. It doesn't matter, right?
Actually, I mean, if you wanting to send more pictures, Melissa, I mean, we would love to update your website. I mean,
yeah. Well, what I want to do. Yeah, I do have, I don't know, like, if you can send me a link of who to send my pictures to, like, through you so that you guys could upload them, would be great, because every time I try to do something, it doesn't work. It's like, not, this isn't going, you know, the pictures are, so I'd rather just as soon have you guys do it. I am honestly, I'm not stupid, but I'm not computer savvy. It's like, my girlfriend, the doctor's wife, signed me up for Facebook, and I'm like, what is Facebook? That was 14 years ago. She's like, you don't know what Facebook is? And I'm like, no. She opened my Facebook for me, and then once she got it off the ground, I took it over, but I'm like, that's crazy, right? I just don't, I'm very old-fashioned, I guess, but I will send you work pictures. I've got some beautiful homes. Mostly, I honestly, I've got like engineers and doctors.
Yeah, you have, like, elite clients, Melissa, and they're your long-term loyal clients, right?
I'm hoping. Yeah, my doctor is actually younger than I am. My surgeon, her husband is a doctor, too. My engineer is younger than I am. So I should have them at least for 5 years till I can retire out. I want to keep what I've got for the next 5 years. So, and then retire out with all of them. But they're precious people. They are good people.
Mm-hmm. And somehow they, you know, became your friends. It, you know, it's not just about sometimes just cleaning their houses, but, you know, building relationship as well. That's why they become loyal.
Yeah. Yeah. Like my surgeon, they just had their yard redone, had a pool put in, had landscaping done. And she was precious. She's like, Melissa, anytime you want to use a pool, come over and use it, which, and anytime you want to bring the kids, you come over. That's sweet. I mean, then you get these people that didn't have money when they were young, and they're so freaking arrogant now. It's like, you got to squeeze a penny out of a nickel. I'm like, give me a break. And they're making a couple hundred grand a year. Seriously.
For
it's
sure.
crazy.
I think they call it a new money. Like the
is that
old
what that's
money.
Called?
Yeah, I just heard that actually somewhere.
And the new money is the worst. I'm not kidding. It's like the new money is horrible. I'm like, you know, do you suppose you could come up because I'm staying 2 extra hours? Well, I'm not going to do it anymore. And then I'm going to tell them, come the first of the year, I'm coming up 5%. So though that's not much, but you can get a lot of work done in 4 hours. And
yeah,
then the other
sure.
thing I hate, it goes from like, oh, you know, can you just wash the bath mats to, oh, can you do our bed? You know, would you mind doing all the blankets and the sheets each week? And you don't get any extra for it. I'm like, you know what? Come January, my prices are going up or you can go somewhere else. But that is kind of the hard part, is you kind of have to wheel and deal with these people or you're not going to survive. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you really can't please anyone, right? But sometimes it's
just
a matter of consideration, right? I mean, if you'd be asked, sometimes they just kind of don't get it. They have, well, I mean, again, sometimes they may be probably new money or something, well, whatever that they call it, but you're earning a lot of money, just give a little extra.
Exactly.
Because you're asking for a little extra.
It's like Vanessa that I've got that's the president. She was a teller on a bank line. That's all she was. But she's very sweet, but she's also very tight. So it's like she made CEO, stepped up to president from a teller. Yeah, she's making about $200,000 a year. Their house was not nice. Their kitchen was a dump, no offense, and they've had a whole new kitchen put in. She prepays me the first of the month. So she texted me the day before, yes, Melissa, you can take Friday off. We're having a new generator put in. But yet she didn't want to come up, you know, just say $50 to pay me for the extra time I'm staying. Not to be ignorant. You know, they've got 500 pair of sneakers. And it's like, since she's been present, no, I'm serious. That's not a lie. And then she goes away. And instead of buying like two scarves, you know, like dress, you know, the lightweight scarves you would wear with a suit, she comes home with 50 of them, not two of them. It's crazy. And you know what? They are all sitting in her closet, every single one of them. She's never, I don't think she's worn any of them. That's awful.
Maybe once.
I saw
or
her
maybe
bill.
Never.
Her bill for Talbot's clothing was sitting on the stand. $1,200 a month for clothes.
Oh my goodness.
It's true. And I'm like, you know, here I am over there on my hands and knees scrubbing your floors, your toilet, and you don't want to come up $50 once a
but
month?
You'll spend 50
And then drinking alcohol like you couldn't imagine. It's crazy. It's like you get down to the basement. They have their basement re-cemented because the cat was spraying down there. So they have it re-cemented. The cat's back down there spraying. But I went down to get my scrub pail because I keep it there. And the freaking, they've got more alcohol than I've got groceries. And I'm like, what the heck? Seriously. It's like, do you not get it? But then I kind of step back and think, you know what? You can have your money because you're going to end up dead of cirrhosis of the liver in 2 more years. Do you know what I mean? It's like, keep the money. I'm healthier than you are. You guys are getting fat and drinking and, you know, spending all this money stupidly, and you don't even know what the heck you're doing. You could be giving it to the poor. You know, it's crazy.
Actually, that is so true.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
It's, I've learned a lot, and I've learned that money really, I mean, I want to make just so I can help, you know, my family or help my granddaughter go to college. But it's like, other than that, I don't care. My sister gets mad at me. It's like, you know, your mom's daughter, because 3/4 of the time I'm in work clothes. And if I'm not working, I slip my work clothes clean back on. It's like, I just want to be comfortable. I work all the time. It's like, I don't owe anyone anything. So Kathy gets mad. It's like, your mom's daughter, look at you. Well, I'm sorry, but today's my day off, and I'm going to be comfortable. I don't care, right? It's, I just, and I've got more clothes. If I had, I've got beautiful clothes, but it's like, I said to a lady from my church, I said, if I could find someone that had a nice job that was a size medium or a size 8 to 10, I would truly box them up gladly and ship them because they're beautiful dress clothes. But it's like, I want someone that needs them. I don't want to just, like, dump them off.
Because they like
I did that.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the Goodwill one day about 6 months ago, July, and I took some beautiful clothes and a precious hassock over there. It was adorable, a winter white tufted hassock. It was precious. Mm-hmm. And I go over to the Goodwill, and my car's loaded down with all this stuff. And the girl came to the door. I was at the door, and I'm like, could you please take this stuff? I know I'm early, but I don't want to come back, and I don't want to drive around with it in my car. But she's like, sure. She came out with a shopping cart. Come to find out, she had 3 kids living in low income, but she was working full time. So she was my size. She was very, very pretty. So I said, this stuff would fit you. And I said, could you take this? Because going in the store, they're going to sell it. It just gets sold. So I said, could I put this stuff in your car? Because she was just like, oh, my God, that's so pretty. That's so pretty. And I'm like, could I put it in your car? Could I take it home and you can have it? You can come pick it up? We're not allowed to do that. They could not do that.
Aww.
Yeah. So it's like all that stuff, literally about $5,000, $6,000 worth of clothes went into that store. Some that had never even been worn. Yeah. And she couldn't take it. That I felt so bad. So that's why I'm not giving to there anymore. But it's like if I can give to someone that is in need of it, I'd rather give it away than to have it resold.
True.
But, As far as my account, no, I don't want them. And do you talk to them person to person?
Actually, we don't. They won't even take our calls, Melissa. I think that's just really a thing with competitors in this industry. They will know that it's actually us communicating. They either won't respond or anything. But what we, the best thing that we can just do is keep on rejecting it. But if you ever get a chance, let's say, if you can probably send them an email and be firm that you don't want their services, especially any charges, right? So at least they will stop.
Yeah, well,
I'll
go back through my book, which is right here, and try to find their number written down, because I documented it in case something like this happened with my bank, so I would have access. So somewhere in my book, I've got the information on them, and I will. But I did email them, and I did tell them immediately. Actually, what happened was I paid the $50 for the fee of the white pages, and then they freaking turn around just like, oh. Then I hear some, I guess it was through, I'm trying to find their number, it was through, I don't know, maybe it was the bank that it came about to be with them taking my money, that they were taking, that, no, it wasn't $50, it was $200 a month, but it didn't matter, I don't want them anyway, and I did write them and told them, I don't want them. So I will, if you, you know, reject, and I'll call my bank to decline anything, but actually they're not going to get it because they shut that account down.
Okay.
So they'll give up now because the account has been shut down and they can't get any money out of me.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's really good to
hear. Yeah, they shut that debit card completely down.
Okay. Well, that's really good to hear. Is that the same card that we have on file for you, Melissa?
I'm glad you said something. You hold on. It is the same card. The new card, let me just tell you, my new is 6162. That's not what you have, is it?
Let me double check. No, we have the 73.
No, see, they had to change it. So the new account number is 4496110016761626162. Expiration is 11/26, and the code on the back is 257.
257. Okay, thank you, Melissa. Let me go ahead and update your card here. And your bill is not due until the 21st.
Okay,
yeah?
I'm going to write that too, because honestly, it's like, I know what my bills are, and I'm going to write that on my book. Okay. And I don't care. I mean, I throw all my money into my account, it stays there, and my bills come out. How long has your company been going?
Oh, Local Splash?
Yeah.
15
like when
years.
Any of the, are you kidding? Oh, my goodness. Wow.
True. I think it's called a different thing before.
What was it called?
Well, here, actually, it's still the really main brand of Local Splash. It's called Relevant Ads. But I'm not sure because I've been here for 4 years, Melissa. So, of course, Local Splash part is way, way back.
Where are you working out of? What city are you? What town? What state?
California. But we are all working from home.
Are you kidding? Wow, that must be a great job to have. No offense, but that must be a good job to have. That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it got, I think, more comfortable and way better when we started working from home. It's just convenient because we still have the office, right? It's still in there, but started COVID, we still have clients. We still have to, you know, assist our clients, but we can't obviously go to work. So, you know, everyone started setting up computers at their homes, and then it kind of worked out, and people...
Do they pay, though?
Vocal Splash? Yes. I love it here. I've been here 4 years, so I'm so glad.
Wow.
They're really good with bonuses. They really care about their employees. I so love Vocal Splash. Our CEO is just really great. He interacts with us all the time. We always have this meeting. It's not just like you're always on the phone, like 9 hours a day. We have games. We have Halloween parties, something like that.
Oh,
even though not everyone is in a same city or in the same town, we have other people from North Carolina, Chicago, pretty much everywhere, actually. And it kind of works out.
Awesome.
People are more productive.
Wow.
I love it.
Wow, that is great. I didn't realize that you were home-based. I thought you were office-based. That's neat.
I think the engineers are, like, tech
people.
But most of us here, like the call center or the customer service people, the back office people, most of us are actually working from home. But people, I'm not sure, though. I think they have the option to work in an office if they don't have, like, good connection or... you know, power outage, they can go to work. But I haven't tried that.
That is neat. That's great. You know, it's funny. Someone said to me a month ago, it's like, it was over health insurance, and they were like, Melissa, why don't you find a job that you don't have to work so hard and you can just work out of home? And I don't mean this bad, but like my surgeon that I have, I go in and work 7 hours, and I bill her $560, and she pays it.
Is it
so
a day?
But it's hard labor. I mean, it's a lot of work, and that is one that I love. And it's like, you know, so I'll, you know, I offered Jessica, because she pays me so well and she's not greedy. It's like, you know, do you want me to make the best so you guys don't have to do it on the weekends and change the sheets for you guys and the kids? So I do that, and I want to do it because she's not greedy. People, it's like you want to bend over backwards because they would bend over backwards for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you said, it's
really
more than a job. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like they don't treat me like... They don't treat me like the housekeeper. They don't treat me like that. I mean, like it used to be frowned down upon, like, oh, the housekeeper's coming. You know, throw her beans. Do you know what I mean? That's not how this job is looked at. It's extremely competitive now. I mean, it's
absolutely
competitive. Like, I can get someone call me, but they've also called 10 other people for a quote. You know, like I just did a deep clean yesterday, and I got the job. It wasn't bad. I mean, it was an 8-hour clean. He paid me $425 versus the person he called before me was going to bill him $750. Do you see what I'm saying? So I took the job for $425, and they wanted $750, but they also lost the job. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for me, I had the day off, so it's like, heck, I'll do it for that. It's like, I'm not doing anything anyway. I may as well, and the other person lost it at $750, so they didn't gain anything. Do you know what I mean? But you get that a lot.
Yeah.
But then there's those. Honestly, that it's like freaking squeezing a turnip dry to get anything out of them. It's terrible.
But sometimes it can be like just a start. If they see that you're really good at it, they're happy with your service, they, you know, might ramp it up.
No, this one I've had for 3 years.
Oh!
I've had the, and they love my work. She texts me every time she comes in. Thank you so much for everything. Thank you for the love you give our house. Now I'm feeding the cat. It's like, oh, you can feed the cat too. Okay. You know, it's like, and by the way, can you make our bed? Oh, I love the way you make the bed. You know, it's crazy. It's like, but they don't want to come up. But come January 1st, I'm going to write her and tell her. But the thing of that is, though, like they did house renovations for 5 months they were going on. She cut me a check the first of the month, and I was lucky if I worked one day in a month.
Ooh,
but she paid
really?
Me anyway. She paid me anyway. Like they're having their generator put in, and she wrote me night before last, Melissa, you can take the day off. I hope you get the rest. you know, the generator's getting put in. We don't want you to have to work around that. Take the day off. Enjoy yourself. I didn't go into work, but I still, yeah. So it's like, so, yeah. But it's like, so at least I know that that $800 a month is guaranteed.
Yeah, that is true.
So
that
you kind of
so
have
nice.
To, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping, like I said, if I can keep everyone I've got for 5 years, and that's, you know, what I'm going to do, hopefully I can retire out with them. I'll be happy with that because it will be almost a $70,000 income a year.
For, like, right now?
Yeah.
Consistent clients? Oh, that's so cool.
Yep. That, yeah, that's just working every Friday. No, every Tuesday for 7 hours, every Friday for 4 hours, every Tuesday for 4 hours. And that's it. And then a doctor once a month. Yeah, another doctor once a month and a professor once a month. If I don't choke him first, because he's been with me now for 2 years. He doesn't tell me when he's going to cancel. And I plan on the income. I don't need the income, but I plan on it. I'm helping my son, and I do help other people. And it's like, he'll text me at the last minute, oh, sorry, going away this month. And it's like, you know, you don't do that. If you're going to stay, stay. And if you're not going to be consistent, don't stay. Do you know what I mean? Because he's got his income and I don't. So he works and doesn't, you know, do you know what I mean? So I did tell him not to do that anymore. And it sets my work back. If he skips a month, then the house is built up for 2 months of no cleaning.
Do they pay double if that's the case? Or?
Well, it, like, he's skipping November. And then he told me next month he would, you know, I would stay longer and he would double. So I'm trying to figure out. That's what I'm kind of up against right now. Like, I just brought a doctor on. I met with him last Thursday, a surgeon in my hometown. And again, well, I've got medical bill. I've got my medical school bills. And I can't afford to pay a lot of money. Well, I'm sorry, but it's not my freaking fault. You went to college. Do you know what I mean? Don't cry poor on my shoulder when at least you got an education and I'm out scrubbing floors trying to make a living. Do you know what I mean? Don't cry poverty to me after you've gotten your education. And I told, you know, I kind of told them that. It's like, you know, well, you'll pay it off little by little. Don't worry about it. But people can be ignorant.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That is so true.
But it takes all kinds. But then you get those, like my surgeon, that it's like I bill her $80 an hour and I get $560 for, what, 7 hours, and she pays it. And she doesn't complain about
it.
Cool.
Yeah. Because I think that it's just, I mean, they're a surgeon, right? I think that money is just penny for them, right? They make
a
lot,
God.
I think.
If you could see. I mean, they live in VZ, which is a very upper-class town, and it's all, well, but, like, they just have their above-ground pool put in, which is beautiful, out back, and then it's like, oh, we're going to have our yard redone. Well, for five freaking months, the backhoes, the paving, the this, the that, the shrub people, the stone people, the rock people are all in there working. Their driveway is nothing but mud. And finally, they're done. You should see her yard. Oh, my God. I mean, she's got, like, flat slate walkways. And in the spring, she's buying, her little kids want chickens. They want to raise chickens.
Just to put that's so cool.
In their backyard, out their kitchen window, you can see the chicken coop. She had this beautiful chicken coop done. And the kids are going to have, like, little harnesses to walk the chicken. Can you imagine?
For real?
Yeah, I'm serious.
And the chicken will lay eggs. They will have fresh eggs every day. But I can't imagine the leash for the chickens, though. That's so funny.
I'm going to buy them. She has a little boy, Baxter, and a little girl, Rosemary. So for Christmas, I'm going to buy them the leashes for their – I'll buy them each one for their chicken so that they can walk it. And they have clothes for them. So I'll buy them – I'll have to figure out what it is. My niece has chickens, and she lets them in the house, but they wear diapers. I'm serious. She lives in the Carolinas, and he's making about $400,000 a year. They have a beautiful house. She makes the stupid things, clothes and everything. I'm serious. So I'm going to get Rosemary and Baxter some little harnesses to walk their chickens in. And then get them some little clothes for them. Yeah.
You know what? I have a suggestion, Melissa. I saw this one here on, I think, Amazon, that you can buy little arms for the chickens because they only have two legs, right? It's so funny. let me find it. Arms for chicken. It's so funny. It's so funny. It's very
That's
muscular.
Cute.
Arm.
Oh my God! I got to look. I got to write this down.
Yes, look it up.
Cute.
It's so funny.
Aw, but they're just
running
like,
around with little arms.
I've got arms, and that's on Amazon. Is there an order number?
Let me check it for you. I think it's about $10 or something, or even less.
Yeah, that's cute.
Let me see it. It's here. There's a little one here with a boxing gloves.
Oh my God. That's
you know what?
Cute.
Can I send you the link? Can I text it
to
you?
Yeah. Yeah, because
okay,
I'll get it for the kids.
All right, give me one second.
Fun. Yeah.
It's so funny. Let me see
That's
this
cute.
One here. It's called Clucky Balboa. Oh my goodness, this is so funny.
That's
the one that I'll
cute.
Be sending you is with the one with the boxing gloves, and I'll send you another
That's
one.
Cute.
Okay, just a regular one.
That's
this is
cute.
So funny. Super cute.
So
okay, I'll send you another one.
Jessica said to me, she said, can you imagine, Melissa? I didn't believe her at first. Like, can you imagine, Melissa, what the neighbors are going to think of us? They think we're bad now. She said, you wait till they see all of us out walking the chickens. And I'm like, huh? And she's like, yeah, we're having chickens come in the spring. I'm like, no. I mean, it's a freaking residential area, and you're going to have chickens? She said, yeah, we're going to get some harnesses and walk them. I'm like, Jessica, you freaking lost it. Isn't that cute, though? They're such good parents.
It's super cute. Yeah, I mean, it's fun for the kids, and at the same time, I think they will benefit from it, too, because it'll lay eggs, right?
Yeah, exactly, yep. It was so cute. I was down in the basement at their house doing wash.
I'm sending this to you.
Okay, hold on.
There's a helmet for the chicken. So
hold on.
I just texted it to you. Let me see if it went through.
Shoot. Oh, my God.
You
oh, my God. That is cute. Two-piece. That is cute.
Isn't that amazing? I think you have to give it to them. They'll love it.
I'm going to get those for them. I'll get those for Christmas and then get their leash and some clothes. I want to do something for them. And like on little Rosemary's bed, she's got books on how to raise chickens. And I'm like, this is really going to be something, you know. But they're just such good people. And they're good parents. It was so cute. I was down in the basement Tuesday doing their sheets and their bedding. And all of a sudden I look up on the wall, and I've been there for 2 years. I've never noticed it. But I look up, and there's little Rosemary in this like great big dynamic poster picture. It was so precious, and it was her like 2 years old, and she was trying on her mother's bra and underwear. It was the most precious little thing. It was just hanging off from her. Yeah, it was so sweet. I just thought that was so cute. It's like they're just such good parents. Such good parents. Crazy.
I'm curious, though, because they are surgeons. They're so busy. Do they normally have, like, a lot of time for their kids?
You know, I spoke to them about it because they, oh, my God, they've, okay, so they had a nanny while they were doing med, no, they had a nanny after they graduated and did their internship and they were practicing. They had a nanny then. That was their first nanny. Then they moved to Maine. And they, oh, my God, she was beautiful from a foreign country. Yes, just beautiful. And she only worked, it was kind of funny because Baxter was telling me. So she was here for 1 year. And then they have Miranda, another nanny from Argentina. And she has been here. She's been with them since I've been with them. And she signed another year's contract. Did you know that in order to, like, she has the company that she came on with to become a nanny, like, she was signed on through this agency, and that agency each week checks them with Miranda to make sure they're treating her well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, to make sure she's only working so many hours, to make sure that she's being treated properly, so on and so forth. So then they have Miranda. Miranda's there. She'll be done next August. So Baxter, their little boy, because they have the most, and Miranda's very pretty too, but the other one was just beautiful. Just no makeup, just beautiful. Oriental. So I said to Baxter, I'm like, how many nannies have you had, Baxter? And he's like, well, we had, and I can't remember her name. It was the one before Miranda. And he said, I don't know what happened, Melissa. She just couldn't hack us. I'm like, I wonder why. That's what he said. He said, I don't know what happened, but she just couldn't hack us. And I thought, I can see why, because they're freaking tyrants. And I thought, and so he's like, she had to go back home. It was too much for her. And I thought, oh, the little brat, sometimes like, yeah. But, I mean, Miranda doesn't take any garbage off them. It's like, when I go in the morning, when I first started there, and they would be, like, getting ready for school, and she would be standing with them, and she, if they didn't speak to me, she would say, Rosemary, Baxter, what do you say to Melissa? Good morning, Melissa. <It's> like, you don't need
She's
to
like,
do
military.
Me any favors. Yeah. It's like, yeah. I swear to God, it's like, Baxter, Rosemary, what do you say to, good morning, Melissa? And I'm like, well, you really don't have to say hi if you don't want to. You know, don't waste your breath because I don't care. But she makes them. It's like, and then when they take off their shoes, they'll just sling them on the floor. Like, they'll end up in 10 different directions. Faster. What do you, you know what you need to do. Oh, I appreciate that from her.
Yeah,
you know,
actually,
she doesn't take any guff from them.
Yeah.
And one day she was, had them at the counter and he was being mouthy, or they were fighting, but it was Baxter edging the problem on the little boy. And he's cute. He's got huge bifocal glasses. He's only like five. He's homelier than a, he's cute though. His glasses are red. But anyway, she's like, Baxter, get to your room now. And he didn't go. And she said, Baxter, I'm going to count to three. And if you're not up there by three, your time is doubled. Boy, didn't he hightail it up to his bedroom. But he kept all, can I, is my time almost done yet? He'd holler down. And she'd add five more minutes every time he hollered down. But I think that's good. But getting back to your question, I said that to, and I didn't mean it. And I, after I said it, I thought maybe I shouldn't have said that to her because I think it was, she took offense to it. But I said to her, Jessica, doesn't it bother you not being with the kids, doesn't it bother you with Miranda with them all the time? And she said it used to, Melissa, but they know who their mother is. But on the other hand, Jessica's gone out of the house at six. Miranda's up with them for their breakfast. Miranda meets them at the door after school. Miranda fixes their supper. Miranda gives them their bath. And Jessica and Zach are home at like 7:30 at night. So from 6 to 7:30 at night, they're not home.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's like I told Miranda when I first started and watched her with the kids, and I always tell Jessica how good she does with them. She's loving, but she's firm. But I, you know, I said to Miranda, I'm like, you know, you're basically their mother.
Yeah.
And because you're raising them, you know, Jessica and Zach aren't raising them. The nanny is.
That's true. That's kind of sad too, but you know, their careers, I mean, I hope they do spend time, like, vacation with a kid.
Oh, they do. Like, over in the summer, they were gone for 2 weeks at, like, a camp. And they, you know, went water skiing and boating. They're going to Paris this winter to take, you know, the kids and her mom. It's her birthday. So they're wonderful people. And they bake together, and Miranda cooks with them, like, her and Rosemary will, like, make homemade ice cream, stuff like that. And
yeah, I'm sure
it's
she really tries her best, right? But, you know, her career, she is really busy. So sometimes it's compromise, I guess.
Yeah,
I can tell that she is
say it, but
really good.
I was a single parent. I divorced Chris's father when he was 18 months old. I took Christopher home to live with my mother. And I worked. I mean, I would get up, take my shower, get up, get him bathed, sit and have breakfast, drop him off at school, and I wouldn't get in until 10 at night. I worked all the time, saving for his college.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I wasn't
there.
Too,
right?
Yeah. But it's like, you know, with Jess, I mean, the beauty with them, and Miranda was telling me that they have so much money, it's like, if the kids want to go to private school, they can go. If they decided tomorrow, Mom, we want to go into private school. She would send them away to private school if they want. A lot of kids don't have that luxury.
True.
They'll never have to worry about college. They'll never have to worry about anything. And Jessica, I mean, she's an eye surgeon. She's only about 26 years old.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, she is young. I mean, she, her and Zach both, and her husband's an MD. They're young. I mean, the kids are only like fourth and third, no, maybe second and third grade, the kids are. So they're really, really young.
They will retire early too, because they're making a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the one good thing, you know, like I go to Sam's Club and pick up my cleaning stuff, not because of, I get quality. But, like, why spend $7 on one can of furniture polish when I can go and get three cans for $9 at Sam's Club? Do you know what I mean? It's like a Costco or BJ's, one of those. I don't know if you guys have it out there. So I wrote Jess, and I'm like, if you would like for me to pick up some bleach instead of spending $6, $7 for one little tiny spray bottle, I can get a gallon plus a full-size bottle for $13. And you don't run out. You know, you can keep your backup on hand because she's always running out. It's like, why not buy a gallon and keep it under the sink, and then you've got it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard back from her, and I'm sure to her that's nothing. Do you know what I mean? They don't care about money. They don't have to worry about money.
Yeah. I don't think they check the prices when they buy something, actually.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I don't either, but it's like I looked at a bottle of cleaning vinegar because I like vinegar with dish soap, and then I use bleach, but then I go over it again with Dawn and vinegar, cleaning vinegar. It's a disinfectant, too. And Jessica uses it, and it's like, it was $16 for a gallon.
Of vinegar?
Mm-hmm. I went to Sam's Club today. I checked out, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I need to get vinegar, because I love it for cleaning. Oh, my God, it's great for floors and any mirrors. I mean, try it sometime. It's great. And I got 2 gallons for $5.46.
And the one she got is 16? Is she the one who got it for 16, or was it?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say $16 for a vinegar that is too much.
cleaning vinegar. I priced it, and I'm like, what the heck? You know, and I've got some here. I didn't pay that much for it, but it was close, but I went to go get it again. Every time you go, like, Clorox cleanup was $11. It's up to $18 now.
Wow.
I bought some sheets for my bed there. They're really nice quality. I paid $28. They're now up to $34.
It's crazy, right?
So I went. I'll never change, you know, my size of my bed won't change. So I went and bought three more sets on top of what I've already bought. No, because I'll have them the rest of my life. I'll never wear out what I've got. And by the time I get 70, they're going to be up probably to $150.
That is so
seriously
true.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I bought now, and it's like I boxed them up and put them away, washed them, put them away, and I'll always have them. The size of my bed will never change, but the price is going to.
It will. It will.
What do you think about the war? Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
In Israel and
Gaza? How do you...
Oh, my God.
Yesterday, my client that I had, I asked him, and he's foreign, but I couldn't figure out what he was. He's white, but he looked Arabic or Palestinian. Well, guess what? I said, what do you think about the war in Gaza? And he kind of put his head down, and he said, my grandmother is there.
Oh, no.
Yep. And he said, my brother and I were just over there. He's Palestinian.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And I said, I am so sorry. And he said, I don't know. You know, I haven't talked to my mother to find out how she's doing. How inhumane is that?
Yeah. I mean, that's all I actually watch on TikTok. I watch TikTok all the time, but it's just really so sad. I mean, what can Gaza people do to fight Israel back? Have you seen, like, their dome? What is it called? So whenever...
The mosque?
Yeah, I think so. That it's protecting them if in case there's rockets or anything. So they're really not getting bombed or, you know, right? But the Gaza people, I mean, there's millions of them, and thousands are already dying. Because normally, for, like, Facebook and TikTok, they don't post videos of, like, people being alive, right? But there's, like, some sites where people can post it, and I've actually seen a lot of videos. It's just, I don't know. I have no words
to say. If you go on Facebook, though, they kick me off Facebook because I can't post on Facebook for 6 days because I wrote what I thought of what the Israelis are doing, and it went against policy of Facebook, but I really don't care. I'll wait until my 6 days are up, and then I'll tell them again what I think. And the post did go through, but then they blocked me, so I couldn't write anymore. If you go on Facebook and you put in Gaza or Gaza news, it will show you on Facebook 6 minutes ago. It will show you what happened. There was a father 3 days ago with his about 2-year-old little boy. He was holding in his arms, and on the post in the picture, it said, I want the world to see what you've done. That little boy's right eye was gone.
Oh, no.
It showed it, and it showed the top of his head with the internal of his head, the flesh showing.
Oh, my gosh. I can't.
Yeah.
It's just...
Where did we go wrong? And you know what makes me sick? It's high time. They are pausing now. I don't know if you heard that. The Israel's got the main leader of the Hamas. They killed him. Did you see that?
Oh, no, I haven't checked it within in like the last days, 10
hours. Within
really?
The last 10 hours. Yeah, overnight they got and killed him. And so now they have put a 4-hour daily pause on the bombing for humanitarian rights to go in for medicine and food.